You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, this is a special edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Here's to the finely tuned athlete on the verge of greatness.
CUNY Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, by Washman Car Wash, Rebel Yell Bourbon, Biggs Chicken, by Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, United Cerebral Palsy of Oregon, by Vacasa, The Children's Course, 808, Baseballism, by Pearl Vodka, 1-800-DIVORCE, Discount Windows, Laurelhurst Market, and by Big Fat Wieners. Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Let's go while we're young.
The Fan.
What is up? This is definitely not Brandon Sprague at 1201 on 1080 The Fan. This is Joe Fisher sitting in for Jason Swigart. He's actually out on the 150-yard marker at the Fan Golf Classic, and that is where your show hosts are, Dirt and Sprague. I believe they are on the 17th hole, possibly approaching the 18th. They've had some questionable rounds, I've heard. They will maybe be on our golf report later in the show. But I basically got the reins for the next 3 hours. I'm going to be talking a bunch of angel hair pasta. No, honestly, I got a couple segments for you guys while these guys finish up their holes. We got two interviews lined up. First one's going to be Ross Tucker, NFL reporter for SiriusXM, CBS, Westwood One, former NFL player. They interviewed him last week. Going to have that interview. And we're also going to replay the new interview from Mitch Canham, the new manager for the Oregon State Beavers baseball team. So we got those two interviews lined up for you. Brandon and Andy should be back by then around the 12:30. They'll tell you how their rounds went, how terrible they played, and then we'll get this ball rolling on the day two of the Fan Golf Classic. But as I mentioned, Ross Tucker will be the first interview that we have here as the guys talked to him last week about all things NFL.
It's joining us now to talk some NFL is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. You can find him on SiriusXM as well, and he joins us now. He's on Twitter at Ross Tucker. Ross, thanks for joining us here in Portland, man. We appreciate the time. I do need to start with something that one of our P1 listeners alerted to me, and I can't believe I'd never heard this before. Is it true that your favorite beer is Bud Light Lime?
No, that is not true. not by a long shot. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So I fill in for Dan Patrick quite often on the Dan Patrick Show, and I would say 3 or 4 years ago, I talked about the fact that in the summer, I really liked Bud Light Lime. And guess what? Yeah. I still do from time to time in the summer. It's refreshing. It tastes good. I'm not afraid to admit it. I think most people have probably never tried it. Now, truth be told, my favorite beers are typically double IPAs or pretty strong IPAs. And that's morphed, I think, a little bit over the years. But for a summer beer, I like kind of like Leinenkugel's, Summer Shandy, yeah, or Bud Light Lime. It's actually pretty darn tasty on a summer day, yeah.
You know, amen to that, Roz. We got to be strong enough in our manhood to admit, I love a good Summer Shandy when it's hot out. You don't want a thick, like, 12% beer in that kind of weather.
Well, not only that, it cracks me up, too, because I'm also a Taylor Swift fan. Now, I will admit to you that she's from my hometown, and I know her dad pretty well, so that helps. But, like, I love Taylor Swift's music, and I always laugh when I'll get tweets from dudes that are like, you got to take away your man card, dude. I'm like, how about this, buddy, okay? As long as you'll sign a waiver, let me know where you want to meet. I'll have audio playing of Taylor Swift. I'll have a Bud Light Lime in my left hand, and I'll knock your butt out with my right hand, okay? And we can see who's got the man card and who doesn't. Give me a break. As long as people sign a waiver, I'd be happy to beat them up in front of their friends.
God, I got to be 100% honest, Ross. Your voice intimidates me. I can't even imagine what it's like to stand next to you. Nobody's going to sign up for this and sign a waiver. No. They know what's coming if they face Ross Tucker. Come on.
I got to tell you guys something funny, too. So I'm literally in my house in Pennsylvania waiting for you guys to call me, right? Like 3:30 Eastern, Portland radio hit.
Yep.
But when I'm on a radio hit, I don't know if you guys are like this, but if someone else calls me or texts me, it like beeps in. So I never wanted to beep in. So right before I knew you guys were going to call, I put my phone on silent, but it's sitting right there so I can see it like light up when you guys call. Well, I didn't see it. So I missed the first call from your producer, even though I'm literally sitting here waiting to do the radio hit. I was trying to do the right thing and not get like beeped in or like a text message or an alert, like annoying the radio interview. And instead I missed the call for a couple minutes. I had to call you guys back.
Well, my thought was just simply Ross is probably like, you know, why am I talking to people in Portland, Oregon? They don't even have a freaking team. Yeah, what are we going to talk about in Portland?
Hey, let me ask you guys that real quick. Let me ask you that. Is there ever any talk or any ever movement to try to get a team there?
No, Ross, I would give up any unborn child that I have not created yet to get an NFL team. That's how bad we want it here, but it just doesn't feel like it's ever going
to
happen.
We're trying for Major League Baseball.
The guy next to you just said no.
Yeah, no, it'll never happen.
There's a push, like we would want it, but I think he's saying no because our legislators and our state just don't operate in a functional, smart way, so they would never allow an NFL team here.
Why would they never allow it?
You visit Portland, Oregon for about a half a year and you'd realize it right away.
No public money for financing a stadium, that kind of stuff.
They wouldn't want to work with anybody. They're just a pain in the ass.
We're trying to get a Major League Baseball team right now, and it has been quite the long process to find land. Where's the money coming from?
Right.
It's a constant battle. Got
it. I didn't know if it was like a Seahawks like territory thing. Like if I asked 100 people on the street in Portland who their favorite NFL team is, what's like the breakdown?
Probably 60 Seahawks.
Ooh.
You think
that high?
Maybe not 60, but at least half I would say were Seahawks.
I think like 52 Seahawks and the rest would be Niners, Packers,
Steelers.
Steelers, Raiders would be my best guess of the fan base that we have here.
Interesting. I was just out there last summer, by the way. I met up with all my college buddies in Portland, and we went down a river. We floated down a river drinking beer. It was amazing. I freaking love Portland. They have a picture of me getting out of my whatever it was, my tube, to use the restroom on the side of the river. And they have a picture of my bare butt as I pulled down my shorts to pee on the side of the Portland River, whatever the heck it was. That place was amazing. I loved everything about it. Then we went like on top of the hill. There was like a castle or something.
Pittock Mansion.
That we checked out.
Pittock Mansion, yeah.
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 Portland's awesome. We had some great food, great beer. My buddy's got like three or four properties that he Airbnbs. It was great.
Dude, yeah. Portland's a great time. It's a good hang. It just other things can be annoying about it. Let me ask you real quick, and we haven't asked one real NFL question, so pardon me for this. In your telling of the story of the river, so you like Bud Light Lime and you're willing to admit that. You jam out to Taylor Swift, nothing wrong with that. Do you also pull your pants all the way down to pee? Is that what you're telling us?
I think I did that for effect.
Okay.
I don't normally do that.
Just want to make sure.
But I think I was in a good state of mind, and it was really only my college teammates.
Yeah, good comedic relief.
I wanted to make sure that they felt like they got their money worth for flying out to Portland from New York City and Chicago and Philly and everywhere everybody lives.
Okay.
I still love seeing pictures of that, like guys who go to stadiums and they're that drunk that they do it at like the trough in an NFL stadium. Like I'm okay with that occasionally happening.
You know what's funny? I had my favorite coach in high school, okay? He's the one that first taught me that you don't have to pull your shorts down. You can actually just lift one of your, like if you're wearing like mesh shorts, you can actually just lift one of the sides of your mesh shorts up to pee, which has been a real game changer for me. I love it.
Well, that's a hell of a move right there.
That's a big pull right there. Not over.
Yeah,
what is that?
Really? Because here's the thing now. So I was like 320 when I played, right? Now I'm like 255, but I'm too cheap to buy new shorts. So I still have all of these mesh shorts from like the Redskins, Cowboys, like all the teams I played for. And I'm just continually making the drawstring tighter and tighter and tighter to the point where it's actually annoying to try to pull the shorts down. So I just do the left leg lift up.
Yes.
And that's how I pee. I tell you what, this is a heck of a midday conversation in Portland, Oregon. People, if they're on their lunch break right now, they're not going back to work.
This is great NFL talk. We're getting all the big free agents. So when you go over the boxer briefs, it's over the fence, right? Or you could go through the gate. What do they call that? Is that through the tunnel?
No, I just, like, I can do it right now. I just lift up my my boxer briefs, lift up my mesh shorts, and then I just go. It's great.
I got to be honest, Ross. It feels like this interview's kind of just been the kind of interview where in the middle of it, you're actually doing what you're talking about, and we're sitting here listening to you pee at this point.
Yeah.
So, no, I did not just pee, but I did just pull up and demonstrate to myself to make sure I was saying it clearly.
I love that.
I'm in a chair in my sound, in my studio office, so I have good sound quality for you guys. I tend to do this, though. I like to, like, take over interviews and try to find a way to not actually provide one iota of football insight. Although, now everybody listening now knows the best way to pee and the best way to have fun in Portland, which is to float down whatever river that was, because that was amazing.
Well, you know, I know you haven't been to Portland a whole lot, but I think if you were here, you would find that our sports radio is not like, hey, Ross, let's break down the backup offensive line depth of the Titans. It's more in the wheelhouse of, do you pull the shaft out? Do you go over the boxers? Like, that's kind of more the wheelhouse here.
Yeah, it's our cup of tea.
You know who I love, by the way? You know who I love for the Trailblazers?
Who?
I love CJ McCollum.
Yes.
So, like, I went to Princeton, and we played Lehigh every year. It's like if you went to Ivy League, Patriot League, there's kind of like a brotherhood there, like a non-scholarship, academic brotherhood that it's rare for people from there to do well in pro sports. So I love that dude. I'm glad he's having the success that he has for you guys out there.
Oh, he's been a great ambassador and just kind of a community guy out here and has embraced Portland. We love him too, and he was big for us.
I got one more question. I got another question, actually.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm not on a time clock. Go ahead.
All right. So if you had 100 people, how many are? I'm talking college football, not basketball. College football. How many are Ducks fans? How many are Beavers fans? How many are others?
Ooh.
This is gonna maybe make some waves here, but my opinion's always kind of been right now the way it sits, 60 Ducks, 60%. I will go 35 Beavers in Portland, and then the 5% of Husky Cougar fans that
and whatever transplants
that
are from the rest of the conference areas.
Yeah.
That's about what I would guess. That's about what I would have thought. Although Oregon's been so hot like the last 15 years. I know they were down a little bit, but they've been so hot the last 15 years. I wouldn't have been surprised if that was higher compared to Oregon State.
Yeah, if you asked that question 20 years ago, maybe it would have been a lot more even between Oregon and Oregon State. But whenever you have success, there's front-running fans that jump on.
Of course.
I kind of wanted to ask if you would join us for one more segment, but I know you're a super busy dude who does a lot of different things. So I guess we'll just kind of maybe end the interview here as we're talking with Ross Tucker, our radio.com sports.
Just have me on again sometime. My wife's coming home with my daughter soon, so I got to go today. But have me on again sometime. Save whatever. I mean, it's June 21st, so The football talk is not exactly raring to go, although I could get into a bunch of things. Like, I could get into a whole topic about how I watched every single guy last night was 19 years old go to the NBA, but if they were football players, they'd have to wait two more years. Everybody goes, well, these guys aren't ready to play football. Yeah, you're right. No 19-year-old like Zion could ever play in the NFL. Are you kidding me with that? What that guy looks like?
I know.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like Adrian Peterson wouldn't have been ready for the NFL after 1 year at Oklahoma.
And that's not even the point. The point would be there aren't that many after 1 year, but after 2 years, Nick Bosa, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette. I mean, there's a decent amount of guys. Like, the fact that Trevor Lawrence has to play two more years of college football is comical to me.
Could you get out of here on this note? Could you settle something for us? We had a huge conversation last week that sidetracked our show. One of our coworkers loves angel hair pasta the most of all the noodles. Could you set the record straight? Is angel hair pasta the best noodle?
Angel hair is pretty good. So I like angel hair, but you can't go number one with angel hair.
Thank you.
I don't know if this counts or not, but the answer number one is gnocchi.
Yes. Ooh. Gnocchi's pretty
good.
Does
that count, or is that like, well, that there's something inside of it, so we can't count that as a pure pasta?
Because we counted tortellini, like, yeah, we're cool with the inside.
Yeah, that flies.
Yeah. You can't say angel hair is the best when there are other options that include delicious food products inside of them. So gnocchi, tortellini, ravioli. I mean, if those are being included, whoever said angel hair is a total moron, and you should not have them on the show anymore.
Oh, thank you. We just had him co-host a couple days ago. We'll never do that again. Ross Tucker, radio.com, sports NFL insider, SiriusXM, does a lot of great work. Dude, we didn't get to any NFL, but I was cool with the conversation. We enjoyed this, and we'll get you back on in a few weeks and actually maybe ask you some NFL questions.
My pleasure, but it's radio.com Life Insider. Radio.com. Ooh. We didn't even talk about sports. I just gave them some life hacks there. So radio.com Life Insider.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Ross. We appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
That was fantastic. I honestly only heard a little bit of that interview last week, but not all of it. Did not hear them bring up the whole angel hair debate. And I think Ross, for backing up the opinion, but not saying it's the best, I mean, gnocchi, that's a pretty solid choice there, too. So that was a great interview. Honestly, one of the best on this show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back. We're going to have the Mitch Canham interview from a week or so ago, the new manager coach for the Oregon State Beavers baseball team. Then after that, hopefully Dirt and Sprague will be wrapped up with their round, and we will get going here on Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Dirt and Spray as Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, United Cerebral Palsy of Oregon, by Vicasa, the Children's Course, and by 808. Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Dirt and Sprague. The guys, they are finishing up their round of 18 holes down at the Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms. It should be on the 18th hole, either on the fairway, approaching the green, getting close. We just played an interview from Ross Tucker. Great interview. If you haven't heard it, go to our Les Schwab Tires podcast on our website and pull that up. That was, if you think you were going to get NFL from him, think again. But this next interview, definitely going to be a little bit more sportsy because the guys had on Mitch Canham, the new Oregon State Beavers head coach and manager, recently hired by the school. He made his rounds and was lucky enough to stop by Dirt and Sprague and do an interview with those guys. So here you go.
The new coach of Oregon State's baseball team, Mitch Canham. He joins us now here in Portland. Mitch, congratulations, first of all, to you and to everybody in your life on such a huge accomplishment of coming back and coaching the Beavs. I just kind of want to catch people up, though. For those that may have lost track of what transpired once you left Oregon State, walk us through how you got to this point in your life.
Ooh. A lot of learning opportunities. Thanks for having me on. Played 9 years professional baseball, jumping all around. Went to from the Padres to the A's to the Royals to the Rockies, the Cardinals, the Nationals, and played independent ball in a few stretches. But as soon as that was over, I got a phone call. Actually, before that was over, I started getting phone calls saying, hey, are you interested in coaching? You're interested in coaching? And the more phone calls I got in that realm, I started to realize maybe I'm not playing as good as I used to. jumped in. I was very fortunate. Andy McKay, who was actually my summer baseball coach up in the Alaskan League in 05, called me and said, hey, would you like to be a coach for the Seattle Mariners? And, you know, being from the Northwest, I've called the Mariners every year as a free agent. They never returned my phone calls in circumstances. And then, and Andy even told me a long time ago, he goes, see that guy over there? And I, yeah, he goes, he's going to be a big leaguer. You're going to be a great coach. And I said, okay. So, you know, just having the opportunity to manage professional baseball these last 4 years has been incredible. Learning experience and the Mariners organization, they're doing amazing things right now with the people they're bringing in and how much they care about the person and the athlete.
So your first reaction, because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes here just very briefly on what you just told me of. You're playing pro ball. You're fighting hard. You still want to get to the show. You obviously want a long, lengthy career, as every player does. And through this journey, kind of at the end, people are starting to call you about coaching, and you think, oh, God, is this reflective of me as a player? The first few calls, well, did you think, oh, my, screw you guys, I'm still playing, I'm not giving this up? Or did it click automatically in your mind of, well, maybe this is it for me?
Well, I've had a lot of surgeries playing. I spent a lot of time in the training room, had both my shoulders operated on, my left knee, my wrist, you know, my forearm. And then, so it's been quite a bit, and it was, you know, not always easy to get out of bed with, you know, the hips and the knees and everything. And and also, you know, I didn't learn things, a few things about the game until it was too late. Mm-hmm. I've started attending the ABCA coaches convention since 2012, been going there trying to learn as much as possible. You know, so really developing the growth mindset about how to communicate, how to acquire new skills. What, you know, it's always been important to me, the people, not just the athlete. And I saw it in professional baseball when I first started to play. It was more so evaluating and, you know, moving guys that had production. But the great thing about the Mariners and what it's transitioning to now is the holistic approach. And you know, that's what we're also trying to accomplish here, you know, in our program, is going to be taking care of the student, the athlete, and, you know, the man, and trying to develop that person into someone who's going to be successful both in and out of the uniform.
Yeah. Mitch Canham is our guest, the new coach for Oregon State Baseball. Pat Casey, Pat Bailey, and now Mitch Canham leading Oregon State going into next year. Did you ever, growing up, at any point, whether that was playing at Oregon State or maybe early, did you ever have any idea that you wanted to be a coach? Was this something you discovered about yourself later on? Was it something maybe you just, oh, I'll do this until I find my next thing? How did you come about just kind of just wanting to be a coach, having that desire?
Well, I learned it from watching others as well. My younger brother, before he passed away, or after he passed away, I reflected a lot about it. And my dad and my mom as well, you know, and my older brother. I mean, as I think about them, they all gave to other people. They served others. They were givers. And, you know, I stepped back and looked at it after I lost my younger brother, and I said, I want to be more like him. I want to give to other people. And that goes with time, you know, not just financially, but give my time and pour into them, help them achieve their dreams. And just so happens through baseball, it's something that, you know, I care deeply about, but I care about the people. And this is a great way, because each student athlete, each professional athlete has a platform. And, you know, through their successes and their failures, you know, provides them opportunity to deliver the message. To show, to lead by example, to stand back up when you fall down, and to also stay humble when you're doing extremely well. And it's just been, you know, this is the calling that God has provided, and I want to do this for Him and fulfill it in His way.
Yeah. So your name got thrown out there at the beginning. One of our better listeners, Joey Wong, obviously a former teammate there. He's been backing you. He's doing the hashtag Canham for coach, etc. A lot of people throwing your name out there, and obviously you had the Yeskies and the Baileys still there. When you actually decided, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to put my name and I'm going to see if I have a chance here, could you just walk us through what that meeting was like from the nerves perspective of you walking in to potentially coach your former team, your alma mater, and then just kind of, what is the plan? What do you tell Scott Barnes? What do you tell the administration of Oregon State of why you're the right guy for this job right now?
Well, I feel like, looking back, I mean, I have little butterflies and stuff, but they're great butterflies. And really sitting down and talking with my wife, and she put a note in my bag before I took off, you know, to go interview. And it reassured me. It said, you know, just be you and let the passion and the love you have for those people and the university and the program, let it show and continue to remain humble. And what are you here for? To serve others. So go out and do that. And this is a great opportunity. And no matter what happens, you know, you're putting your best foot forward, and the other people that are involved, they're all tremendous human beings and coaches and leaders. And, you know, this is just like, there's nothing to feel pressure about, because pressure is only put on by yourself. There's always going to be a tons of different opinions and perspectives on things, but, you know, you stay true to what you believe in and do it with, as long as you prepare and do it with your heart, and then I don't think that you can fail.
Yeah. Mitch Canham is our guest, the new coach of Oregon State Baseball. It feels like it was just yesterday to me. I started going to OSU your last year there, and I got to see a couple of those games, and you guys repeating was still such an awesome sight to see. Did it ever blow your mind walking out there now? And I know you had a press conference today, walking onto the field at some point, knowing you're the coach, knowing that was so long ago that you guys were just college kids going out there trying to prove to the world that you knew how to play baseball out in Oregon.
Yeah, those were amazing times. I mean, in the clubhouse, in the cages, late night, you know, spending time with each other on campus, off campus, and you know, the memories definitely flooded back. Standing on home plate today, and getting to put on the uniform, and you know, it all hasn't truly sunk in yet, but I am excited to get back and meet with, you know, the players, and to meet with the staff, and to meet with the administration and the faculty representatives and everyone, and really, you know, the plans and the vision I have for this is to, you know, get it out there. It's one thing to think about it, but we gotta write about it, we gotta talk about it, and we really gotta act on it and stay consistent with what we're doing. And I think that's a good plan to move forward.
Right. I saw a report about Yeski and Bailey. I don't know what's real, what's not, et cetera. I saw this is your dream job, but you're familiar, obviously, with some of the people on this staff. Do you know who's going to be on the staff quite yet? Are you able to keep a couple of those guys? We know Pat's going to be around as an administrator, so that's obviously going to be beneficial, I think, for you. Do you know if you're going to be able to keep Yeski and Bailey?
The big thing is, and I love those guys. I love them to death. I've had a great relationship with all the coaches, you know, on a personal level, and watching what they've been doing, you know, to mentor the student athletes has been phenomenal. You won't find, you know, better coaches out there. And as soon as I got the position, the number one thing I want to take care of is communicating with the staff, and then, you know, reaching out to our players. And you know, it's important that they understand who I am and trust me and their families, because I'm going to be leading, you know, taking care of them, and their parents need to know that. And so it's first thing to do on my list. I just go since then, and since yesterday when it was announced, and I'm gonna find those answers real soon.
Yeah. New head coach for Oregon State Baseball, Mitch Canham, former catcher for the Beavs, won back-to-back national championships. Congratulations, dude. Seriously, I saw that you said this is your dream job. That is awesome. That's all people want in their lives, is to accomplish their dream job and get that opportunity. You got that. Beaver Nation, I'm sure, is all behind you. This is a great day for you, your family, and the fans down in Corvallis. And don't be afraid, Mitch, to bust out those two rings and maybe wear them once your players are back-talking you a little bit and tell them you know what you're doing.
You got to stay humble. Got to stay humble and keep working.
Absolutely. We'll talk with you next season once things get going, and catch up.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Pull a Pat Riley when talking to recruits. Pull out your two championship rings, and who knows, Oregon State is picking up right where they left off, winning championships, right? Great for Mitch Canham to stop by and talk to Dirt and Sprague just after getting hired. A lot of optimism in that program, obviously, down in Corvallis. All right, I've talked to Dirt. They're getting some food in their bellies. They are well lubricated. They are ready to go after they just finished their round of golf. We're going to do this Sports Center update, and then the guys should be ready to go, talk how their rounds went, get into some NBA free agency rumors, all sorts of things today on Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. But first, here's Swag with a Sports Center update.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hello to everybody out there on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Dirt and Sprague with you. Finally, we're back from the course. We finished up, I believe Dirt said we finished sixth this year.
Yeah, we went top six this year, so didn't quite win a prize, but we came We came close, a valiant effort.
Yep.
Good groups in front of us.
We're being honest today.
We did.
Yep.
We held it together.
People always think we cheat. We don't. We just have really terrible handicaps, and sometimes a couple shots can help you go up higher than you were.
I like how the crowd in front of us has already noticed that you have a glass of milk in front of you.
Yeah.
Wondering why. Why are you drinking milk on a hot day, Brandon Sprague?
Well, let me tell you, no, I'm not Ron Burgundy, but I lost the Civil War bet, and Oregon State was a 17.5 point underdog in the Civil War.
Go Beavs.
And your big D head would barely let me get the 17.5 point spread.
My what?
Yeah.
Okay, that thing. Gotcha.
Well, you barely let me have the point spread.
Look, Burmeister ended up playing like three quarters of that game.
You didn't know he was playing.
I had some intellect on that thing.
Oh, shut up.
And I thought Burmeister was going to be handing the ball off 30
yards. Okay, well, the bet was.
Don't be mad at me. It was that Reeser.
For those who don't remember, the Civil War bet, me and Dirt have been doing for a couple years now. We've been using the point spread for the most part because Oregon State hasn't been very good.
Yeah.
And Dirt's trying to make this fair.
Well,
so
you guys won 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah, we won in Corvallis. And 2 years ago, we got smoked 69-10. I left at halftime. And last year, we lost 55-17 or something.
Somewhere around there.
Anyways, Oregon State did not cover the spread. The bet this year was if Dirt lost, he was going to eat something disgusting. If I lost, I was going to eat something super spicy and hot. Well, we've delayed this a lot. It is now June 25th.
Which, by the way, you're not a bet welcher. This is on me.
Yeah, this is your fault.
It was on me to pay off the bet and provide what you needed to eat
hot. I'm glad you put that to the masses.
Yeah.
So what we did is we worked out an agreement with our great folks at the Big Fat Wieners, and they gave me one of their spicy Big Fat Wieners, and now I'm going to put one of their spicy Big Fat Wieners in my mouth.
And just to, like, I'll tweet out a picture of this. So
yeah, take a picture before I take a bite.
So people can get a glimpse of what this thing looks like.
I mean, Will is filming right now on IG or something. He can tell you this thing is pungent. It is, like, spicy to the nostrils.
And I'll be honest with you, you can't even really see the Big Fat Wiener in there.
I can't even tell what's on this thing.
There's, like, a Big Fat Wiener piled underneath hot stuff and chili. And
to take it a step further, anytime you have a hot contest, there's usually somebody that goes, if you eat it in X amount of time, you get this.
Yeah, just pound it in 20 minutes and you go get a free t-shirt out of it.
And that's what Big Fat Wieners is. 20 minutes, you get a free t-shirt. I told them, I'm not eating this in 20 minutes. I don't know how much of this I can eat. And so what we're going to do to kick it off, because we just got done with our round, and I just want to put this on the podcast. Sorry, boss man. We apologize for that.
What, has he got a popsicle for you?
Oh, he does have a popsicle. I have some milk as well. And we're just going to take a bite, and we're going to dive in here, and we're going to go till Dirt thinks it's been fulfilled.
I think the whole thing needs to be.
Really?
Heavy. I mean, it's.
Dude.
I mean,
okay. All right. Whatever. I can't even tell where the wiener is. I'm just going to take a bite. Will, do you got this?
Now, by the way,
you're
shout
gonna
out
to do a play-by-play because I'm going to lose
it. Yeah, I got this. I'll play-by-play it. So shout out to the fine folks, not only at Big Fat Wieners, for hooking this thing up and bringing over a popsicle, but also shout out to the folks at Langman Farms who hooked you up with a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Like, who has just milk on hand in
2019? Yeah, I saw a waiter. I said, hey, I'm doing a radio show. I need a glass of milk. Pronto, if you can. He goes, dude,
and he
I'm
hooked
on
you up with a glass of milk.
He did. Here we go.
All right, here goes the first bite. Looks like we got a little dog.
I'm not going to exaggerate. It's not hot. I'm going to tell
you.
You
want to hop on the mic and play-by-play what's
okay.
on this thing?
All right. Okay. All right, here we go.
This is. All right, first bite's going down.
I'm going to come at you like molasses.
Mixed reaction so far. We're still chewing.
I bet not, that felt good.
Not quite sure how this.
God,
I
think it comes
it's turned
so quick.
For the worse. It already looked like it's turned for the worse.
Yeah. So good.
That was one bite. That was one bite. And now we're going in for bite number two. A little bit of bun on this one. Now, that seems like a good idea. When you're eating something hot, I feel like you're going to want to mix a little bun in there. It's like soaking it up with bread. When you drink too much, you got to eat a couple of slices of bread afterwards. You're going to need
Absolutely.
Some bread in that bad boy. This is not going to end well. There's no way that this is going to be eaten in 20 minutes. Do you need a breather? How are you feeling?
It's really spicy.
No, I got this, Joe. We're not going anywhere.
Dude, it is really spicy.
you drink
That's what she said.
Drink some milk. We need some milk in here. We got a popsicle ready. Okay. We have ways to alleviate the pain here. By the way, Will is filming this. So I don't. I'm assuming we're going to post this to all available social media accounts. If you would like to go back and watch Brandon Sprague.
A lot of milk.
He's going to need a lot of milk. And the bad part is, too, to give you a glimpse behind the scene, he's only two bites in. It doesn't even look like it's made a dent into what is in his container. And I would say at this point, we are already halfway through the glass of milk. Ooh, that's too big of a glass of milk. Too big of a sip. Okay, we're about halfway through the milk. So we're running out of ammunition here to combat the hot dog.
Beef bourguignon.
Just think of Braxton Burmeister as you eat this dog.
Beef
and
brisket.
How Oregon State couldn't find a way to stop that run.
I'm more thinking of the defensive line.
No it's days off.
Popsicle
no
time.
Days off.
He gives you a popsicle and walks away. Is it that bad? It's that bad. Are we on fire right now? We're on.
I ain't having that. You got me? I ain't having that.
All right. How about one more bite and we'll call it good? One more adequate sized bite. And I think the bet can be paid off at that point.
I like spicy. It's hot. I need milk.
I think we have tears. Does anybody else see tears? I see tears right now. Will's identified tears. You got to be okay. There goes the microphone. That's it. All right. They are not playing around with this thing. Now, I would like to also add that this on the Big Fat Wieners menu, this is a normal menu item. This is their number 8. It's their super spicy dog. Like this isn't like something they made on a special occasion. This is that's a good enough bite. One more. One more bite. One more bite, we're good. And the bet is paid off. Look at that.
I appreciate you, man.
You got it done. Huh?
You're so naughty.
Well, Brandon Sprague's likely going to go vomit from this point. We might be heaving. There could be some chunks blowing up here soon. We got a popsicle.
Beef
we got a glass of milk. We're holding it together. We'll be back with more. Maybe Brandon Sprague if he survives this next on The Fan.
It's hot. I need milk.
You're listening to Dirt and Sprague as Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, United Cerebral Palsy of Oregon, by Vacasa, The Children's Course, and by 808. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
It's hot. I need milk.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. 12:49. I would like to, we need to give a major shout out because Brandon Sprague might be dead right now.
No, we're good.
For the
Let's
fine folks
show.
At Langdon Farms who not only hooked you up with a glass of milk to be able to contain the spice and the hotness, they brought you a bag of M&Ms. Because one guy who's listening inside claims that you need sugar.
No, let's go. We're
good. And that will combat the heat. And then they also brought you a little tub of ice cream out from inside the kitchen.
I want to be honest. I appreciate you giving me the okay.
Are you gonna throw up?
No, I'm not going to throw up.
Are you okay? Are you okay,
bro?
Right
it's
now?
Just hot. Like, yeah. I can't talk.
A lot of milk.
I'll tell a story real quick.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I'm going to get done.
Okay, throughout the course of the show. This sounds like a bad idea.
Let me be honest. The milk
helps. I don't
helped.
Feel like doing a solo show.
No. I'm here for
maybe
you.
Maybe we save it
I'm
for
here.
305.
No, partner, I'm here.
Okay.
The milk helps a lot. The ghost pepper initial feel is not good.
Yeah, it just hits it right in the giblets.
He said there's a...
We're going to take it a couple of words at a time here. Just kind of slow.
He said there's a ghost pepper sauce, and that hits you when it hits. But the ice cream is helping, and the milk helped a lot.
Yeah.
I think, and I say this at a loose term, I think the ice cream is going to get me through. I think I can get this done. Now,
for the people who don't know, too, I will also take a picture just to – just to show how much of this you ate. Because, right, with the way you
I'm about 25%, right?
Yeah,
or maybe a little over. Maybe
I mean,
30.
It fills in a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe 35. But
you know, there's a little fill in there.
Yeah. Like, it was more filled than what the picture shows you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take – look, I know you don't want to do a solo show. I'm not going to leave you.
Okay?
No matter what. I at least want to get halfway. And you think if I get these, I'm halfway?
Not quite.
No?
But I'll grant you halfway.
Okay.
If you want to be halfway. I'll say this about you and paying off bets, though. At least you go big or you go home, because you – people are saying you better hope the ice cream comes out first. That is so
Bro,
true.
Bro, it's
you better
not
hope
gonna,
that
it's not going to end well for
because
me.
Because this is going to be a rough – like, just call the wife right now and let her know. Just get out of my way when I come inside and – immediately mixing it with ice cream seems like an interesting choice.
I take it back. I'm not doing the whole thing.
No, you're not doing the whole thing. You just took one more bite, and that it looks painful. Every step of this process looks painful. On a scale out of like one out of 100, how hot were the first couple of bites?
Now, I'm a guy who likes spice.
You do. You like a little heat?
I like a little heat. I've never actually had a ghost pepper thing. I put this at like an 80. I'm not going to try to hype myself up and tell you that this was a 98 and like it was a, dude, this could get hotter, but
yeah. You're just pounding ice cream right now. Pounding ice cream.
It sucks.
I feel like with heat, too, it's always never the initial bite.
No, it's always
– it's the afterburn.
It's the residual
Once
effects.
It goes down your throat a little bit, and then it just – that burn, that kind of that buildup, little acid reflux comes back up the throat a little bit, and that's when you really feel the heat. Was that a – that was a bad idea. We shouldn't have taken one more bite. That decision backfired. It backfired immediately.
Yeah.
Are we good? Are we done now? Because the bet's good in my mind. The bet has been paid off.
We're good.
Okay, the bet has been paid off.
No more.
To think that they have a challenge.
Wow, if I eat another bite, I'll throw up.
You can eat that entire thing in 20 minutes and get a free T-shirt. I'm willing to bet that nobody has a free T-shirt paying off that bet for Big Fat Wieners.
And no, if you for have sure that, some people do.
See, the people that have the ability to do food challenges like that, like who's the heavyset guy on the Food Network that used to go around and do those? Because the one that he did. And
Man versus Food.
Yeah, Man versus Food. That's what it is.
Adam.
Adam. Because he came in, the folks at Salvador Molly's came in one time. This was a long time ago, like year one or year two of our show. And they brought in, I don't know, it was some promotional thing. We were doing business with them, whatever. And they brought in their spicy meatballs. you okay there?
No.
No, that one. That was a bad idea. Bad idea to take that bite. But they brought in their spicy meatballs, and they brought them into the club hour. And this is when we used to be a night show, and we'd be right on after Isaac and Sue. And so it was like 6:30, and we get like texts and calls from the guys like, hey, come try one of these meatballs. You have to – okay, Sprague's done. There goes the headset. And they said, you got to come try one of these spicy meatballs. He's going back into the kitchen for another glass of milk. And so I ran into the studio, and I thought, I'm going to do this. And Sprague looked at me with the most angry look he's ever had, because he realized, and I didn't realize, that the second you eat one of those, you're not going to be able to talk for an hour. Like, you're done. Like, it's going to continue to burn. It's going to build up. It's not going to get any better. And so I ate one at about 6:30, 6:40, and that was, like, I could not contribute for the first hour and a half of the show. And so his idea to continue to eat the rest of the thing was a terrible choice, because he took one more bite and now he might be done for the entire show. Swigart, are you there? Can you hear me out on the range?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I got you. How did that go over? How did that sound on your end?
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. Is he okay?
No, I don't think he is. He just left.
I don't know if
he's
coming back for a while.
He dropped the headset.
He's in a stall in that men's restroom for like 15 minutes.
So that's
I'm out here.
Go ahead.
I'm out here. They were kind enough to bring me a little Big's chicken there from the lunch, and I'm enjoying that. And there's a little bit of spice in there. So I can only imagine what they infused into that hot dog.
Yeah, and that's the worst. Whenever you do a hot food challenge or just eat something that spicy, like the worst part is remembering that it's going to be even more painful on the way out.
Well, it just builds exponentially, like with each bite. And then it gets in your lips, like the oil gets in your lips, and your lips are just burning.
He's back with another glass of milk. Look, we played Langdon Farms today, so it's our Fan Golf Classic. If you're not here,
yeah,
you should be here.
Yeah, what took you guys so long, by the way?
Go B!
He's back. We took a while today, but we wanted to fit.
Well, it was the group in front of us. Stop delay.
Yeah. So we got done, but the course was in incredible shape. The people out here are first class. Like this tournament is amazing. If you don't play in it, you should, because we have a great time every single year, back-to-back days. But I got to say, just the customer service and hooking up ice cream and multiple glasses of milk has taken it over the top. Because if we would have eaten this in the studio, because that was the initial payoff bet, we were going to do this just in a normal show at some point after the Civil War, and if I would have brought something like this in to a normal show, you would have been screwed. We don't have glasses of milk laying around the studio. We don't have tubs of ice cream in the freezer to help calm the pain a little bit.
Look,
so the folks at Langdon Farms have really helped exponentially here.
This doesn't take away from what you're saying.
Oh, my God. People who are just turning on the radio, I would like to apologize. Hello, and welcome.
It's been great customer service. So what you said is valid. If I knew I was doing the studio, I would have brought like gallons of milk.
I just saw the picture that you guys posted of.
Yeah, so we just tweeted it out.
Where is the dog? Where is
there's
the
no
bun?
Dog. Yeah, it's in there. I promise you, it's buried underneath that. Yeah, so it's on Twitter now. If you want to go look, Aiden, I know you asked. We'll put it on Instagram, so people can see it on Instagram as well, and you can get a glimpse. And then I'm gonna tweet out the afterward picture, so you can get a sense of how much Sprague ate. Because
three bites.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's what it was. There's three bites.
There's a lot left in that container.
You don't need the picture. It's three bites, so it's a lot left.
It's a lot of heat, okay? We got a lot of heat today. We're hanging in there. We're 1 hour in. Are you doing okay? Are you alive?
Let's do a radio show. Let's go.
Okay, let's see where this goes.
Go Beavs.
Go Beavs.
Yeah, go Beavs!
You better...
I'm just getting drilled out here today, too.
Don't make me laugh. I might throw up.
Okay, no more laughing. We're going to have can we pull that burp? Can that burp be pulled?
Oh, my, yes.
That needs to be a drop. Thank you, Joe. Okay, well, let's see where hour two goes. Hour one was interesting. We have survived it, this long, grueling hour of radio. Hour
whatever
two,
the spread is, you better give me 10 over that.
Yeah, I'll give you a little more this year.
It's ridiculous.
I'll give you a few extra
You're returning
points.
29 players. We're returning like 5.
It's back at odds in this year. Well, I'll give you a few extra points in 17 for the upcoming year. Hey, Giannis won the MVP.
We're not doing hot food again.
No more hot food bets.
I'm eating these peanuts M&Ms, and yeah, I don't even care.
You need some peanut M&Ms. Giannis won the MVP. Oregon State, your Beavs, how about that, are off to a nice little recruiting bump right now. The Mets are continuing to do crazy things. We got a lot to get to. Hour number two is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.